This is a translation of the VCD that is being played on November 22nd on Sunday morning on 2009, Simandar City. Translation of a VCD of most likely Pujya Niruma's critical important satsangs. Vasudevaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Okay, Sat Chidanand.
Dada Bhagavan is the one who resides within us, the Supreme Self within us only.
Simandar Swami is the current Tirthankar who is moving about in Mahavidya Kshetra, the other location, the fully enlightened Lord, our highest and infinite obeisances to this fully enlightened Lord. Jai Satchidanand, the awareness of the eternal is bliss. This is the one about the moha, the illusion about this part one and two, the illusion and the narcissism. The narcissism, which is this is Niruma's part one and two, Potani Jat Parnamo, the illusory attraction of one's own file one. Polti. And this is the internal deceit. Deepak Bhai says, Nirma says, I bow to the eternal self within you with infinite obeisances. Today's topic is it is the deception, the deceit and that obstructs the path of liberation in the post-Gnanvidhi state, in the post-awakened state of the Mahatma. This is was taken up in the Paryushan, a pole, which is deception, is so such a heavy veil that one doesn't even know this. Pole is the deceit. I am Nada is the deceit. I am Venu is the deceit. It has become a natural state. We think it makes the owner feel I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm alright. But these deception enters from the back door, not from the front door. That this deception, this kapat, this pole, enters from the back door. Polo is the Gujarati word. When one deceives, it covers up the awareness, and it also creates an impediment on the path of moksha, the secondary stage of liberation. In the good times, in the good era, in the second and the fourth era of the current time cycle, human beings used to have natural awareness. However, now it has become very complex. In the fifth era of the current time cycle, characterized by lack of unity of thought, speech, and actions, and therefore it is human beings have become unnatural. In the third and the fourth era of the current time cycle, people had unity of thoughts, speech, and actions. Whatever it was, what arose in the mind, they would say the same and they would follow through with their actions too. And so even if they would say something, there would be no deception in it. And if they do something, there will be no deception on it. And now in the fifth era, or they call the Kali Yuga, there is something going on in the mind, they will say something totally different and they will do the third thing altogether. And so whatever is happening in the life of any human being externally, you should understand that there is no unity in their thoughts, speech and actions. It is indeed a mixture of the three. It is automatic. It is really, there is, pole is insincerity and deception here. So when we say pole, and so we should recognize that as soon as it arises, that it is happening. The awareness for us all Mahatmas is to recognize the lack of unity within our own thoughts, speech and actions. If you are aware of the fact that that is happening, then you are, that awareness will be maintained. However, if not, then there will be a lot of complex reactions to it in worldly interactions. Pole is the insincerity and the deception. And one cannot attain 100% unity in thoughts, speech and actions by 100%. However, it is possible to attain it to a significant degree. So we do not need to be worried about trying to create a oneness in thought, speech and action. We just need to get ourselves to a state where we remain as the S capital self and try to accomplish it as much as possible. One doesn't have to move on the other side of the line of demarcation to try to attain unity in thought, speech and actions. Pole is insincerity and deception. If you know that file number one is insincere in the unity of thought, speech and actions, you should be aware of it. And then if it is in your awareness, then you should recognize that this is the fault of the Prakruti, the non-self complex. And this non-self complex, the file number one, tends to be deceptive in certain matters. But as long as you are aware of it, yes, you're aware of it, but the insincerity and the deception continues even as you're aware of it. Now, being aware means at least there is a little, the implied tone of Pujaniruma is that there is a little break there. However, So insincerity and, yeah, that's fine. Occasionally the prajna might flash and says, hey, this is being insincere in thought, speech and actions. Pole is insincerity and deception in thought, speech and action, lack of unity in it. Prajna might flash occasionally. Prajna might flash, but then if you do not make use of that flash, and then pole is also associated with saying, oh, I know that there is deception going on. But or sometimes the owner does not even know that the pole, P-O-L, or insincerity in thought, speech and action is happening, and that is the deception. Deception is internal insincerity in thought, speech and action, meaning lack of unity in thought, speech and action, is a process that is naturally unfolding. We human beings employ poles, insincerity in so many aspects of their life, especially in the huge tubers, utkans, huge spiritual blockades within, in sexuality, greed or pride. And that is called the utkan. Utkan means that your horse just refuses to move forward. As soon as it sees a green covering on a, yes, you might have a great derby race horse, and it's running naturally and smoothly, but as soon as it comes across an inner spiritual blockade of, say, a sexual tuber, it just stops dead in its, on its track. No matter how much you prod it to go forward, it wants to go in that direction only. And even if you try to get off the horse and try to pull it away from it, it will refuse to do so. And whenever it comes in that, for an alcoholic it may be a liquor shop or the visualization of a drink lying someplace. Now she's singing a Kaviraj pad. He says, if you get a natkan, if you get hung up on a spiritual blockade, then you will be hanging. You'll hang from there in life after life process of the same. There is no escape. So the major knot of major tuber, not even a knot, a tuber like a huge pumpkin within, are the ones that need to be addressed. So wherever there is the atkan, wherever there is the spiritual blockade, darkness will engulf you despite having the light of the sun of the self. And so that is where deception will happen, that is where insincerity will happen, that is where you'll try to cover up within you. So if you, and if that is exposed, if that is tackled as it is, if that is, and that is tackled, then one begins to break away from that atkan, the spiritual blockade. Some people have atkan of man, pride, validation, self-validation. Some people have attraction, moha, illusory attraction. Some people have the spiritual blockade of deception. Some people have blockade of sexuality. Some of food intake. Some people have the atkan blockade of wanting to appear good in the eyes of others. Some people have worldly interactions blockades. Vyavar blockade. In other words, after what is vevar atkan, spiritual interaction atkan, they have tried to idealize their worldly interaction, so they have to they insist that their worldly interaction has to be ideal rather than, so they're hung up in trying to improve their worldly interaction right rather than moving in the path of prajna and enlightenment. And then there is also the expectation that those others around him, particularly close files, should do it this way. Mahatma should not do it this way. Mahatmas must do this way. Mahatmas must follow this path of conduct, etc., etc. Those are all nothing but spiritual blockades. That is an inner blockade. Why are you insisting that the other Mahatma should do this or should do that? They go to the extent that Niruma should do this, Niruma said this, Niruma said not to do this, Niruma should eat this food and Niruma should not eat this food, etc., etc. These are all inner blockades, spiritual. My dear, we ourselves are settling the files. Whatever the food we have to eat, we are settling our file. We are also settling this file of doing this satsang because we have brought this file forth from past life. We do it without any negativities. We just, if we do it with vishambhav, with negative intent, then you will also feel those vibrations. No, we just are settling the file of the satsang with equanimity too. What? Yes, atkan is nothing but a lot of heavy garbage filled within from past life and for many, many past lives. Whatever one may have, somebody. Our situations and circumstances of Deepak Bhai and Niruma are the same, however, we get the same facilities, we get cars for us, etc. Our flight tickets are ready. But his is such that his flight gets cancelled. And so his flight gets cancelled, whereas mine doesn't get cancelled. It happens so many times. So that is the kind of stock he has brought. And whenever he goes on the international flights, the immigration people hold him on one side because he's alone. But they let me go through easily. They delay him frequently. And as soon as they see us, so we have a green signal for Deepak Bhai, has a red signal on international flights. He has brought only nothing but this passion in with him from past life. And I have brought a lot of pleasure and enjoyment from but we don't have any objection if people are not enjoying around me. We don't have any such objections, says Niruma. She's describing the differences in the external unfolding interactions of Deepak Bhai versus Niruma. Yes, pa. Then other people will say, oh, Niruma moves around only in AC cars and flights only. But these are all our own income, money. We are not spending any money of Mahatmas here. These are all spiritual at Kant. This is we have our interaction at Kant. Your human worldly interaction, it does not let your worldly interaction become, it does not let the worldly interaction settle down. Instead, it bogs you down that this is how it should be. You become insistent that this is how it should be in the interaction in the worldly level. And so, pratikraman is the answer for it. If somebody is misbehaving, why should you be concerned about it? He may be doing pratikraman from inside for all you know. But you get stuck by saying, look, what an odd behavior, what an odd conduct, what bad conduct. So, our insistence of how this should be or how this should not be is a spiritual blockade, is it not? It is supposed to be settled. The interaction of Mahatmas and the interaction of ignorant people, those who have not received Gnan, externally will remain the same, will appear the same. But the interaction of Mahatmas is Shuddha, it is pure. Whereas the interaction of the ignorant people is of the good and good versus bad. So the interaction of Mahatmas, we have our interaction, is considered pure because they have become pure. They are no longer in the Vyavar. They are no longer in it. Even though seemingly their external actions may look like they are in it. They are in a different plane. So you don't need to look at their worldly interactions of anyone. This is a discharge, is it not? And so human becomes, and Mahatmas become so insistent. Not only that, by looking at the negative conduct of other people, your suffering arises. And then you should recognize that you are incurring severe losses here, severe spiritual as well as worldly losses. It is all to be settled. You can never note these things. You should not have any notes on this. You should not have any intense mental notes on it. You should not have any non-dha on it. Just see the self in all, see the self, and recognize by seeing the self in all the world interactions, Vyavar is becoming Shuddha, it is becoming purified. Yes, everyone wants to get liberated 100% for sure. So please, for endless lives you have done nothing but this only. You have branded other people's vyavar and you have really hung on to the way other people behave and you have blamed them and you have become insistent on them. You try to improve the vyavar, that which is unfolding as an effect. Or it could be worldly interactions, or it could be religious worldly interactions. It could be in the matters of religion too. In these rituals of religion also, you may have been critical. Yes, so then you say, one should do this much religion, one should do this much religious interaction, one should give the Brahmin, for instance, this much, one should do this much, one should go to Ganga, one should take a bathe, Banaras, etc. All these kind of ritualistic insistences are part of Kashai. And the word, the God, the Lord within you does not look at your actions. He looks at you, at the underlying Kashai Bhav within, that within you, which is the reason for bondage. He doesn't care how many samayiks you did, how quietly you sat in one posture, how much chanting you did. He is looking at the underlying intent, and because he sees that you are doing it as part of the doer, that we are becoming as a doer in the process, and then there you carry that weight on your own head. It is like carrying a 100 kg bag on your head. The laborer in the railway station is carrying about 25 kilograms, whereas this one is worth 100 kilograms on your head. These are called Kashayi Jiva, the living beings entrenched in Kashayi. So for us all, we need to know whether we are doing whatever we are doing, are we doing it with awareness, or are we doing it with without awareness. We have done a lot of interactions. Niruma is discussing this matter in Paryushan few years ago, when she was very active in Paryushan, where it was topic and specific related talk followed by deep intense meditations. In the kramic path, in the step by step path to liberation, it is the worldly interactions that are improved through ego, whereas in akram vignan, one remains in the S capital self on this side of the line, and then through that awareness lets the worldly interaction come to a normal, natural, non-insistent and a pure state. This is the Agnya of the Gnani Purush. Dada Shri has taken that into his experience, and following him, countless other human beings have attained the same by following it very specifically, closely, exactly and precisely. Yes, there are effects. Yes, one understands that this is all pride and this is insult related reactions. However, when one is insulted, his horse just stops dead on its tracks. Yes, nobody is bothering you, but the slightest insult will really throw him into a tailspin, and he will just make such a face and he will spoil the environment completely. If a person who does not get, whose hunger of pride does not get fed, he will enter into a suffering mode. Yeah, supposing everybody is respecting him, even then, the one with the spiritual blockade of of pride, will never feel satisfied. He will always want more feeding of his pride. He's constantly hungry. He wants more validation. Gets a little bit, everybody appreciates him, but he is not satisfied with. He wants more of it. He may be coming to satsang, etc. He may be behaving nicely in satsang. However, this is hanging on in his mind only. It's constantly going on as a revolution in his mind. He has got a serious knot, and he also does not like another friend of his getting appreciated. He does not like it. He enters into a jealous envy mode, and then he will say, this guy does not even know how to receive guests, and he will start criticizing the other person. You see, how much are they going to ask you? Are they going to So there is a limit to how much man or pride one can should be fed. The people with the ego of with the hunger of pride can never be satisfied. They are constantly hungry. Whatever, how much you validate them, how much you appreciate them, they feel that it is not enough. It is at a very subtle level, and they are constantly seeking it. They are constantly trying to maneuver themselves in situations where they will be appreciated, recognized, noticed, and and so then Niruma says they go on into a tailspin. Even then the dummy guy is hungry. He says, why, you know, there is a symbol of Lord Vishnu sitting on a huge snake, and the goddess Lakshmi ji of wealth is serving him. He says, what, you know, have you become a god first? First become a god before you can get appreciated. And so this is the insincerity of the human beings. This is the pole, this is the deceit. How is the pole? How is the deception here? Let us understand how he employs deceit. He will say, I'm in Gnan. He always feels like, and here's the deception. Here is the insincerity. He'll say, I'm in Gnan. But and he's constantly in getting appreciated by in every, and he's constantly being fed. His respect is being fed. He's getting respected, etc. And yet he says, I'm in Gnan. Then he says, No. I don't have that much desire for pride. He forgets that he does not let go of the mic once he gets a microphone. He hangs on to the microphone. He does not recognize that this is my man, this is my hunger, pride for hunger. And then he'll say, I do not have any hunger for pride and validation. And then he will even say that if somebody respects me, I feel like it's unpleasant. And yet he is filled with the severe hunger for pride. And if on a certain day it is not validated, he goes into a deep depression mode. He gets, you know, he suffers so much, and he alienates himself, and he makes a big face. As soon as again when he is fed a little bit of man or pride, and somebody is recognized again, he comes back and says, I'm fine. He has a very reserved space within to. And then he says, I don't have much need for validation and respect. He would say that openly. And this is the deception. His ego will simply not accept or surrender and be subservient. His ego will not let him accept the fact that he is so hungry for validation, for respect, for appreciation, for recognition. That is the deceptive ego. Some others are. They never show externally. They sit on the floor, or they appear as a very humble, and they always sit in the back seat. But they are so deceptive inside. But they will manipulate themselves into getting respected by hook or crook, through subtle devious deception means. Their intellect will be constantly engaged in trying to, and they'll say, I'll say, hello, hello, hello. And so they do it by respecting the other person. Hello, my friend, how are you doing? Oh, you're such a great guy. You did so much by. Now, this has got nothing to do with Gnan. This has got nothing to do with any work at hand. But by respecting you, he is seeking respect. Just because he has stroked your back, and therefore you also get enlightened. You feel, wow, I'm enlightened because I'm being respected. And so then you start to like him. And Okay, and do you see, do you can, this Rambhai walking, he says, oh Rambhai, you know, we must appreciate you. You wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and start chanting, Dada Bhagwan Nasim Jajakar Ho, all over Simandar city, you are quite something. So Rambhai inside, Rambhai is all lit up from within. I'm just giving an example, don't take it personally. But yes, yes, but sometimes you must appreciate that, right? I mean, feel that, no? No? Do you understand, Rambhai? But you see, the people around you are all laughing, are they not? But this is how the intellect employs deception and pole and insincerity. It kind of sneaks in from the back door. You might appear, and it is digging a deep well on the path, a deep hole in the path of your moksha. So if you have men have extra man, men have more heavier component of man, pride, whereas women have more component of greed and deceit. But yes, men do not have deceit-filled pride, deceit-associated pride, whereas women have pride, hunger being fed through deceit and deception. Deceit-associated hunger of pride. There are some men, when they get respected, they will surrender everything. They will even surrender their checkbook. They will write big checks. They will give everything on their own. They will surrender their home. They will give their entire home to a group of people just to be respected. Here, this is my 2 lakhs for you. Yes. And don't worry about paying it back to me. You can give it whenever you get it. So this is the way it is. Niruma is looking at somebody specifically, and then later he will cry that he has given away all that money. Then he'll say, he conned me, he cheated me. And this is open need for pride, particularly evident in men without lesser component of deception there. And women have to be very careful. If a man comes to a woman and says, gives you a lot of respect, watch out that he has got subtle intentions behind you. Behind it, he has got some subtle sexual intentions. So watch it. Yes, be very careful when a man comes to you and starts respecting you, starts sweet talking to you. Yeah. So, but the one who has got a lot of spiritual blockade of pride, he will not recognize the fact that he is being conned when other people come and start deceiving him and start telling him all kinds of flattery. Flattery will not, he will be easily deceived by flattery. Yeah. A man came to satsang and says, I love the satsang of Dada Bhagwan, it is such high level, so spirituality. And then he started flattering me. He started flattering me, says Deepika Bhai. He would come very often at odd times to Niruma and start doing satsang. No, it was not to Niruma, but to a woman. The woman used to recognize that this was wrong. However, she could not reject him. But because the intellect was deceptive, it would not kick the guy out, because she did not recognize that he had ulterior motives. He would come and say your satsang. So then I would have to teach her and say, catch him by the ear and tell him to get out. Tell him to get out. Tell him to go elsewhere and not use the flattery. So this is how a woman gets seduced, and this is how she gets into the trap, falls into the trap. Now some people have the spiritual blockade of greed.
लोभ अटकन इज अ पीपल विथ प्राइड यू एवरीबडी विल नो अबाउट इट बट द वन विथ द डिसेप्शन एंड द ओनर हिमसेल्फ विल नॉट नो द डिसेप्शन ऑफ ग्रीड एंड द डिसेप्शन एंड द प्रेजेंस ऑफ ग्रीड द ग्रीडी पर्सन डज नॉट नो हिज ग्रीडीनेस एंड इट इज सो एसोसिएटेड विथ डिसेप्शन इट इज लाइक अ सीआईडी क्रिमिनल इन्वेस्टिगेशन डिपार्टमेंट It is like a CID, Criminal Investigation Department. Even the owner will not know about it, that the CID is going on behind. He just thinks, oh, I have to be frugal in world interactions. Do I not? I have to. He will say that he will not be able to get out of it. The greed will not let him escape. The greed will tie him down. The greed will not let him spend. The greed will tie him down. The greed will bind him. The greed and it is such that he will not be aware of it. So what a dangerous kashai, because it does not even let him know that it exists. Everybody has got a little bit of all four of this. But whatever it is, it should be in our awareness. We should not become owners of it, and we should not become sufferers because we have it. We should just, if you are aware of its presence, then it will have our satsang jagruti should be in that direction for sure. But up until now, what we were doing, we were insincere about it, we were not aware of it, we were deceitful about it, I'll give you an example that happened this morning only, says Deepak Bhai, the extent of, says Nirumavit. Niruma has said and Dada has said that this is nothing wrong with it. There is nothing wrong with it. Yes, in SS. Do you understand this speech? Huh. If a man, you see, it is, you have to be careful in terms of who the question and answer is related to. You see, it depends upon how the person is coming and asking Dada. If somebody says, so in other words, they misuse the answers given by Dada and then apply it in Gnan and say, Dada has said this, Dada has said this. But it was with reference to context, and this is how human beings, Mahatmas, employ insincerity, because they do not understand the context and the reference with which the Gnani had asked the question. Was asked the question and gave the answer. The Gnani was answering with reference to how far along the person was on the path of liberation. If he was not on the path of liberation at all, he would give a different answer. If he had just entered, it would be a different answer. If he was an advanced level seeker, he would give a different answer to the same question. This, no one. There is no point in why don't you enjoy what is in front of you that is naturally available? Instead, this person will go and try to get something which is not available, not easily available, and he will stress and struggle to get it. And then there is this penance is also used in a wrong manner. Somebody is asking from a long distance. Dada Shri has said that when unpleasant arises in front of you, then let penance naturally kick in, and when the pleasant is there in front of you, you don't have to do any penance. So that is how you have to live it. Instead, here he starts looking for penance externally. There is another story. One American Mahatma was in a jovial mood with me. Because this is how Mahatmas do insincerity.
Mahatma said, Dada Shri said that if we remain in Agna 70%, then our moksha, one life moksha is guaranteed, he says. He was joking. I says, I'm definitely already in 50% already, in 50% Agna. So Niruma says, how? He says, Dada said, see the real relative. So I see only the relative. I see the half of it. So I'm in 50% Agna, am I not? I see the relative, but I don't see the real. He was joking. So then Agna of three. Yeah, because I'm also in 50% Vyavastita Agna. How? Says Niruma. And so, if I slap someone, then I tell him it's Vyavastit. And what about if he slaps you? Then I can give another one. But when he hits me, then I know that at least I mean it's the 50. Vyavastita Agna is there, for therefore I'm in 50%, isn't it? And then fourth Agna, the settlement of file with equanimity.
50%.
Okay, I'm already in 50%. How? But I'm settling, but I'm not in equanimity. So it's not 50%. 50% is settling. So, then in the account of the credit account of the pure soul, the 50%. How? He says, I've got not in the in the account of the S capital, but at least there is in the account of the S small s. So isn't that 50%? Dada said that Dada is a khatpatiya vitrag. He is a vitrag who is a kind of an interfering vitrag. He says, Mahatmas are also interfering, are they not? So I am also a vitrag. Because I interfere, so I am a vitrag too. So he was just joking. So many Mahatmas, they also do pole in Agnas. One girl was telling me that I make worldly interaction mistakes, but I am not making any mistakes in Nishchaya, in the self. Niruma says, Jai Sachidanan, I must touch your feet. I'll touch your feet. And Dada used to say that Vyavar is relative, worldly interaction is relative, dependent on other situations, so what can I do about it? And Dada Shri says, yes, I too myself. Dada Shri used to say that there is no mistake in my Nishchaya. So you have become like Dada, Jai Sachidananda Dada Bhagwan, you have become like Dada Bhagwan only, have you not? So, and yet she is continuing to have tons and tons of mistake. Can you imagine the veils over her her gnan? She does not know what is the mistake of Nishchaya and what is the mistake of Vyavar. And the mistakes of Nishchaya are all these poles that we are talking about, all this inner side, on this side of the this lack of awareness. These are all mistakes, are they not? These are mistakes of darkness within, is it not? This is that which does not let you remain as the S capital self, is all mistakes, is it not? The original self is of course flawless and is the supreme self. It is beyond all mistakes. But you, the middle one, are still bogged down with these errors, are you not? And these are the ones who get impeded. Now Niruma is probably going to take some questions. There is a huge topic on deception. He says it is so extensive and vast that it can take a whole month. Even if we have a shibir of 30 days, it will not finish. It is that extensive on moha, illusory attraction, and kapat, deceit.
એનું આરાધન થવામાં જે કચાશ થાય છે તો એ નિશ્ચય કાચો પડે છે, ફૂલ લાગે છે. કેમ કે આમ તો આજે તમારે બધાને વાત કરી,
we all were saying that we received the gnan. So there is all kinds of deception employed in the reading of the Charanvidhi. Everybody, they say we should do this, we should do this. Everybody says that I should read the Charanvidhi, but he is not able to do it. Isn't that insincerity? Even if he is doing samayik, if he is sitting alone, he will do a lot of, he will become insincere. But if you do samayik in a group, then they will do the samayik. That is the energy of the joint samayik. Even four people getting together to do samayik, there is some extra energy there. So if he is alone, he will use pole, he will employ insincerity. Then he says, oh, I can't see anything, so let me just lie down. And so he will sleep and says, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, today my back is hurting. Oh, today I did not have a good meal. I'll do it tomorrow. Let me do it tomorrow. This is all pole, P-O-L. This is all deception. This is, and it might go to the extent. And then there is written in the samayik.
It has been
written in the at the end chapters of the Pratikraman book that Dada himself has said that for our Mahatmas, samayik is constantly running. They don't have to specifically sit and do it. There is constant samayik going on. So then he uses reception. But the entire book is about samayik. This is the reference to context. It is in comparison with the kramic people who do samayik. They do not have the constant awareness. It is the kramic samayik, you see. The kramic samayik is they constantly make a little circle and they say if anything negative comes in, then they push it away in samayik. That is, somebody is reading a book in samayik, somebody is doing navkar mantra, etc. Somebody is reading bhaktarmar stotra, all this. Samayik is not a kriya. Samayik is to remain in equanimity. If you can remain in equanimity, if you can remain in the S capital self, then only you will remain in equanimity. This is the samayik of the Lord, and that's to remain the self and to be the self and to see the self, the small S, to be the self as capital and to see S capital the small self as CLF. That is the akram samayik. Niruma is just describing the difference between the akram samayik and the kramik samayik. In the kramik samayik, there is the ego as the doer and the seer. The ego intellect complex is the seer, whereas in the akram samayik, the S capital self, the awakened self is the seer. So if you cannot see the gross faults, then how will you see the subtle faults? And then when will you ever come to the subtle and the subtler faults? And then the next pole is, Dada has said that you don't need to do anything in akram. I don't have to do any pratikram or samayik. Dada Shri. You do not have to do it, but you have, Rambai has to do it. And the one who does the atikraman has to do the pratikraman. Samayik, you don't have to do anything. You are not doing anything in the samayik. You just are simply seeing. You are just simply seeing all that is coming in front of you. Just be the self and see the self. And so you have decided to see, say, greed, but you start seeing illusory attraction. Then you say, no, I cannot see greed, therefore you just close it. No, then see whatever comes in front of you and continue the samayik. So this is how they misuse the sentences of the gnani and how they misinterpret the sentences of the gnani. And so that is why Srimad Rajasra has said that spiritual scriptures can be a weapon that can, it's a two-edged weapon, it can hurt you too. So follow these major scriptures according to your understanding and not according to the according to the understanding of the Gnani and not according to your understanding. Next one. The sexual mistakes and awareness against sexual mistakes, and now on man, on pride.
And that,
but the sexual stuff is such that it is very difficult to remain aware there. Dadashri said that if you enter into sexuality, you will suffer a lot. If you slip in sexuality, then the gnan will go away. Whereas it is a big red signal. But Niruma says, but do not become fearless on sexuality. Never come to the level that your sex will not bother you. Up until now, I used to have the red signal, but I'm very aware with reference to sexual mistakes. However, as far as pride is concerned, I feel like I will wash it off with samayik. I do not feel the danger of pride as much as I feel the danger of sexuality. Nirma says the reason for that is, this is why, because your nishchay, the determination of celibacy, is much stronger. However, your determination about not wanting to taste the food of pride is not as strong, and it is specific to your case only. You, in the last life, you had made a very strong decision that you want to follow brahmacharya, and therefore in this life it is in discharge also your decision is very strong, and therefore it is easy for you to remain celibate. Whereas as far as man or pride is concerned, you love to be validated, you love respect. Why? Because you had not decided that very strongly in the last life. So every cause has an effect, and so that is why there is the discrepancy. Therefore, you need to be very, very strong with reference to what you are weak in, and make a very strong decision in that. Everybody should understand that if somebody has got a good result in brahmacharya, majority their decision is based on ego, and once he is famous as an aptaputra, that he is now on the path of celibacy, then he gets his pride validated. Everybody say, wow, he's an aptaputra, and so now his foot is on pride. So he has shifted from sex to pride. He has shifted from his hunger for sex into the hunger for pride. And you recognize that if your foot is on something that is fallible, and it will fall down, and therefore you need to now move from both of these towards gnan, towards the self that you are. Then recognize the nature of sexuality, recognize the nature of pride. Recognize how it is beneficial and how it is not beneficial, etc. You should have it in exact. You should have a 360 degree vision from all aspects. If you can see it from all aspects, not theoretically, but also through one's own vision, from one's own darshan, from one's own experiential vision, then it will not let you slip. This is how it has been for Deepak Pai, says Niruma. He has never taken the foothold of pride in order to sustain his celibacy. He is totally different from within. And he has got the top level of awareness of Gnan, says Niruma. So why don't you sit with him and really get into it? Why don't you sit with him and explore it further? And you, so now do it with awareness. So understand the nature of this, how you tend to shift from one refrigerator, one hunger to another. Jai Sachidananda, end of satsang.